We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about a busybody neighbor. And she happens to live in Fargo, North Dakota, but she could just as easily live down the street from you.
That's right.
Who has come up with a note that she is going to hand to your child, perhaps, if she determines, based on her arbitrary assessment, that your child is, as she defines it, moderately obese. She has a note that says the following: Happy Halloween and happy holidays, neighbor! You're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? I am disappointed in the village of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. Your child is, in my opinion... Oh, excuse me. The note actually says, you child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Thank you. And one person on the comment section...
At least she said thank you.
And one person on the comment section did note that at least on this scanned or this photograph version of this note, she has not yet signed said note. The note does not contain her address and her name. So, effectively... If the parents aren't there with this, you know, their children when they get this note, then they may not know who had handed those notes out, although the child may recall which house it was that did that.
Yeah, I think that at this point, everybody knows.
That's probably true. Because she did call a local radio station and announce in advance what her plans were. So we're going to play some more of her audio here in a moment of her excuse, her reasoning for doing this. Also, ask the question on our Facebook page, what is the worst thing you've ever been given on Halloween? According to your answers, Matthew Johnson says advice. Harry Balzac says crabs. Nate Dog Milbank says, Bit-O Honeys. I don't mind the Mary Janes because I like peanut butter, but Bit-O Honeys? Yuck.
I used to like those.
Jeremy McLeod says,
years, though.
Herpes. Susan Nyland says...
Is that a kind of candy?
Susan Nyland says, pennies with lint.
Wow. Pennies with lint?
Lint. Orange and black wrappered caramelish candy BS things. Granola bar from John Voluntarist.
Did you say wax lips?
Oh,
is that on the
list?
Lips.
I haven't seen them yet. No. Yeah. Tamara Rant says candy. Apparently candy was the worst thing for her. Pentagram scar on my forehead, according to James Hand.
James had a rough Halloween one year, I can tell you that.
Nicole Osborne Long says pencils.
Probably better than a pentagram
pencils.
Than a penis, though, yeah?
Yeah, it beats that.
Mikhail James Bonin says, I'm with Tamara. Candy's the worst thing I've gotten. I've always loved going to houses that gave away fresh fruits and veggies.
And so who gives away celery?
I don't know, some lame-o.
Wouldn't another thing this woman could do to facilitate change in the village is go around and talk to other people who participate in Halloween and say, hey, how about this year we do a healthy snacks drive?
I think that's a great idea.
That's something, yeah, sure.
Because I think it's positive. It doesn't...
Doesn't attack
doesn't
anybody.
Doesn't alienate anyone. Doesn't shame anybody. Doesn't make anybody doubt themselves. I got another article here that...
Yeah, if your whole street starts giving out healthy snacks, then probably no one's going to come back after a couple years.
Or maybe they will. You know, like you just read a comment from somebody who thought that stuff was great. You know, I didn't know
any of those kids.
Hi, my name's Nemi Jones.
You would have liked a piece of celery or a carrot?
I grew up in a house that was very it wasn't strictly no sugar, but my dad was diabetic, so sugar was pretty limited. But yeah, I was an athlete, so yeah, I was raised on healthy food, no TV. Lots of fresh air, and look how I turned out.
All right, we can share some more of your answers here in a moment, and we'll go to the phones as well. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Jeff is in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff.
Oh, hey, guys. I know you guys have talked about Obamacare on and off over the last, I don't know, 2 weeks. Not too much, but I wanted to talk about it for a second. There was a Reason magazine hit and run, I think, or a blog post. And it was titled this is what the depth of the insurance market looks. This is what an insurance market death spiral looks like. And what it's talking about is all the problems going on with the website, the national website that everybody's been hearing about, with the, I think it's 36 states, if I have the number correctly, that are using the federal website.
Yeah, big mess.
Yeah. So what's happening is that this whole thing was such a huge balancing act. The whole idea is that we're supposed to get enough young people to sign up so as to subsidize all the sick and the elderly, that we're going to get all the subsidized health insurance plans, and if they weren't going to sign up, then you'd have premiums. You'd have the premium spiral, and that's kind of what's going on. I mean, basically, with all the problems that the federal website's been having, you don't think anybody in these states are in a real big hurry to be rushing to get on, to sign up for Obamacare. So it's already starting to happen. Premium shock is already starting to happen. And as premiums go up, more and more people are going to make the calculation, hey, why should I even bother? I'm just going to wait till I get sick and then sign up or go to the emergency room or something and just pay the penalty. And it just gets worse over time. So the spiral is happening, and I just can't stand conservatives who are getting kind of gleeful about this, because the ones that are gleeful are either doing two things. They're either ignorant, and they think that somehow this will lead, to some free market push by the Rand Pauls and, Ted Cruz's and stuff, the Tea Partiers, that they're somehow going to push for something free market, or they're just cynical and they believe it'll win them both in the next election, which it probably will. But
I think that there will probably be some kind of, I'm using air quotes here, some kind of free market solution or something put out by the Republicans. However, it's likely to only be marginally not as bad as whatever the Affordable Care Act has turned out to be.
Yeah, what would this free market solution be? I mean, this is supposedly the free market solution. Like, when I hear authoritarian leftists defend Obamacare, they say, this is a Republican idea. This is a free market idea. Why aren't you guys for it? And I just sort of groan because, I mean, what can you say? I mean, if people are so deluded, what can you say to that?
Nothing.
Well, it's clearly not a free market because, as I understand it, the story we were talking about last night with 1.5 million insurance policy cancellations happening already after Obamacare, apparently, with that change occurring, it's become pretty clear that apparently the reason why that change is happening is because the Obamacare has mandated that insurance companies offer one-size-fits-all policies, and now people who had custom policies of the catastrophic care coverages are being shut out. That's what
bare bones.
That's what I've heard about.
Now, I heard a piece on NPR today. A 52-year-old man in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, incidentally, called in. He runs marathons, but under the Affordable Care Act, he is required to carry maternity coverage and prenatal care.
As the person who runs the marathon, he has to have
as a male.
Insurance.
Right. And so he's mandated. Previously, prior to the Affordable Care Act, he had done a bare-bones insurance policy where he only bought what he needed, which seemed, for a healthy, older gentleman who was in good shape, was less expensive. So he is now in a position where his rates have jumped 50%, and he now has coverage he will never possibly could never need. Being a guy, he's got maternity and kids coverage. It's just, I figure you can't get blood from a rock. If I don't have money to pay to the government, they can try penalizing me if I don't have a paycheck. Good luck.
But I mean, I'm not proposing to know where you are on this continuum, but out of 310 to 320 million Americans, there's only 144 million returns that are filed every year. I don't know where they think. I mean, the people that are, not covered by insurance are most likely the ones that aren't filing tax returns, too.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. With you tonight, in here,
Nemi
and Mark.
We're talking about a Halloween busybody and now apparently Obamacare as well. Somebody called in about that. You can call in and bring about any or bring up anything that you'd like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk about anything. We do it 7 nights a week live. So, cashintocoins.com. People are raving about this service, Mark.
Yeah, they really are, and that's because customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com makes it easy for you to get bitcoins, and up until now, it hasn't been that easy to get Bitcoins. Either you have to send your money off to an exchange and wait for days and days, or you've had to use a variety of other sort of cash into Bitcoin services that haven't worked as well.
There was a predecessor to Cash Into Coins, but their rates were crazy. They've got 1% Wednesdays at CashIntoCoins.com.
It's hard to complain about CashIntoCoins.com's rates. That's
$40 orders or less, or if you're less than $40 worth of Bitcoins, there's no fee.
That's true.
That's just zealotry for Bitcoins right there. He can't be making money at that, can he?
Well, I'm sure he's making some money. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it. But he wants people to get into Bitcoins, and that's why he does orders under $40.
It's amazing to me. I mean, the dedication is awesome.
So all you have to do is have in your area a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union.
That's pretty much everybody.
Pretty much. I mean, think to yourself. Do you have a Bank of America or a Wells Fargo or a credit union that have shared branching? You need to call ahead with the credit unions to make sure they have shared branching. You don't want to show up there and think that you're going to do something that you can't. That'd be disappointing. But all you have to do is take the money there, make a deposit in an account. You should go to CashIntoCoins.com first. Go through their process. Then you go to the bank, make the deposit, take a picture of your receipt, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you can have your Bitcoins. I did it on multiple occasions. It's CashIntoCoins.com. It's safe, fast, legal, easy, and the fees are low. Great customer service at CashIntoCoins.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want, and also the question still on our Facebook page. Have to read some more of your responses. What is the worst thing you've ever received on Halloween? Let's go to David listening in San Francisco. You are on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Oh, hey. I don't know if I could face a question like the worst thing on Halloween. That's a tough one. I think I was probably hopping a freight on a sleep night, so that was a bad surprise. Hey, you know, I was interested. I heard the...
You hopped a freight train? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, and if you can imagine, you know what sleet is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine trying to hop a freight train while it's sleeting.
Do you have a death wish?
Yeah, it sounds bad. How many limbs do you have left?
It's either that or try to find someplace, under a tree in a sleet storm. So it was a pretty rough night. That's just all there was. That's just a bad surprise on a Halloween. I wanted to. I heard the earlier caller talking the demographics of healthcare, and if we just even ignore Obamacare or the current HMO system, I just wanted to talk about the polluter's burden and how the demographics are shifting because of it. So, for example, out here in California, you know, we've got Fukushima over there in Japan, and now all of this radioactive junk is making its way to California. We're going to have to pay a higher health care cost thanks to a crummy polluting company. And that's on top of the other crummy polluting companies that are dumping burdens on us. And so our health care costs are going to rise, yet they're not taking responsibility for what they're dumping on us. And I think that that's what this whole thing is all about. You know, if you look at the history of asbestos, for example, the asbestos companies knew 100 years ago that it was dangerous, and they ignored it until like the 1970s when they finally got busted. And so they had a 50-year head start collecting profits while they ignored the reality of just asbestos. And, you know, there are hundreds, thousands of chemicals that are being dumped on us every day. In fact, I was looking at Monsanto is looking for another welfare program from the county. Peoria, Illinois, is trying to decide today whether or not to give Monsanto a welfare program, give them millions of dollars of tax.
You know, David, I think that some of the things you're saying, I definitely understand where you're coming from, like, you know, big corporations not being held responsible for the things that they do to people. Obviously, we're going to be the ones picking up the cost for solving any of those problems. They're not so much like with the BP oil spill. There were caps set by the government that prevented them from having to pay for the cleanup, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the list goes on, and essentially all of this is basically corporate welfare. They're essentially subsidies transferring responsibility from the corporation to other people. So I share those concerns. But at the same time, I don't share the paranoia that they're dumping chemicals on us all over the place. I mean, that just seems kind of paranoid.
We don't know what any particular chemical or whatever will do in the long run. And that concerns me. And
people are living longer than ever.
Indeed, they are. But you know, I get to decide which chemicals I should get to decide which chemicals go in my body and not somebody else, right?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, but in the case of Monsanto, Monsanto has been busted any number of times, and when they get busted, they claim that their patent rights prevents them from disclosing what their poisons are, what they're putting into the products that they're selling to Kentucky Fried Chicken or putting into the corn of the world, or you know, the various products.
I think patents are a real problem, and patents need to go away so we can have freedom in innovation. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that, yes, Mark, you should be reasonably concerned about the things that you put into your own body, but there is a certain kind of paranoiac who's always looking for something that's being dumped on them, and you know, I always wonder why these people who are obsessing over this, chemtrails and things like that, why don't they walk around with a gas mask on if that's really what they believe?
So I got you, and I tend to agree. However, what we need is good arbitration organizations to be able to figure this out, right? Like, if somebody's poisoning me, whether it's poisoning me or my land or whatever, and this has happened, certainly happened many times throughout human history, we need to have a court system where I can go register my complaint and have my day in court. Because these days, there's no way I can go up against companies. For one, I imagine the whoever was responsible for Fukushima, whether or not, I don't know, but whether or not that's going to cause health problems here in the United States, if I think that it's causing me a problem, I should have my opportunity to go and sort of prove my case one way or the
other.
And
that's just it. You'd have to be able to prove your case. And it might be a little bit difficult to do some of that, especially if you're dealing with an action that occurred halfway across the world.
Indeed, I would agree. I absolutely agree with you. It's not that I believe all of these claims.
Yeah.
It's just that these people, the credence to their claim is given by the fact that they don't have an opportunity to have a day in court. There's no such thing as a fair trial in this country or this planet.
Well, if you've got a lot of money, you certainly get more fairness than other people.
We don't call that fairness.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-3733, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. You can take control here. You can also reach us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about healthcare or this lady with the note, we've still got to get back to that here, the note that is being delivered to fat children that will come to her house on Halloween night, and you can share your thoughts on whatever you want.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that number brought to you by ProXPN. In addition, you can visit our website. There are all kinds of features there. You can download a bunch of archives from the site if you'd like. The archives will go back all the way to 2006. They're all free. So click, download, and enjoy at freetalklive.com.
I just told you how to get some bitcoins at cashinacoins.com. Now I'm going to tell you where to put your bitcoins. Blockchain.info just had their 500,000th sign up for a wallet at blockchain.info. And this is the best online wallet you can get for bitcoins because you can use it not only in your laptop or your desktop, but you can use it on your Android or your iPhone, whatever works for you. Because of the encryption techniques that go on, I was just talking to one of the blockchain employees today about how they do this. They don't even know, they know nothing about your account. Because of the encryption techniques that go on right in your browser. So they don't have access to your money. It's not like you're asking blockchain to hold your bitcoins for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're encrypted in your browser. And that's what makes blockchain.info such a fascinating and liberating website when it comes to having control of your own money. So it's blockchain.info.
All right, we continue here. For those of you just tuning in, it was in the last hour that we started a story about a woman who called a local radio station in Fargo, Y94, and she, and by the way, the people on the show, I haven't heard them puking, so it's probably not fair for me to do the radio puker voice with
you got to tell people what puking is.
Yeah, radio puking is where people over-enunciate things, and there's a certain sound to a radio puker that you'll know. Once you know what radio puking is, you'll always be able
they
to identify.
They tighten up their vocal cords in a way.
Is that how you would describe it? Yeah, I wouldn't know how to describe it.
That's right, everybody. Wow, I'm going to bring it to you live here on Tree Duck Live.
Yeah. So Y94 is Morning Playhouse. She called up to explain her plan for Halloween, which includes giving notes to fat children who she thinks is fat. You know, children she determines are fat.
She's the Chevy Patrol.
Inform them that they should give the note to their parents, where the note will then tell the parents that it takes a village to raise the child and that she believes that their children are moderately obese and the parents need to step up and start rationing candy. She called Y94 to announce this, and we were playing some of the audio from that call. We'll continue that now.
You know, the lady everybody avoids. I want to, you know, I want to participate in this. You know, I want the, all the kids to, you know, still appreciate that I care about them. So, you know, I don't want to be against tradition. I just feel like parents should take more responsibility for their kids to becoming little fat kids. You know, they're probably going to be teased at school.
Right, because what she's doing is completely different than what she... Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, so teasing is a form of shaming, right?
Yeah.
And this lady is essentially shaming these kids, whether she means to or not.
Sure.
Well, she is intending for the child to give the note to their parents.
All the best intentions.
It doesn't matter. It's still the same.
She's definitely shaming the parents. There's no doubt about that. And certainly plenty of kids are going to open the note anyway before their parents get to it.
Or, so like I said, if kids go in groups, if only the skinny kids, and how do you tell the fat kids from the really fat kids?
Mm. We'll continue the audio.
They're just going to be miserable just because the parents are being irresponsible.
So the vast majority of kids that come to your door will probably they'll walk away with candy, but should you personally, with your medical license you don't have, determine a kid looks obese to you, you're going to hand them this envelope that says give to your parents, and what exactly does the note inside say?
Well, you know, inside, you know, it was a letter that's it's very tastefully, you know, not attacking them, but saying...
She says it's not attacking them, but the letter actually says, your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is you will step up as a parent. This sounds like an attack to me.
Certainly. Certainly critical.
Yeah, she's not saying she appreciates their good parenting skills.
It's not a compliment.
A little more responsibility should be taken for raising your children in a healthy manner, and consider rationing the candy. I'm not denying any of the kids candy. I'm just hoping the parents.
Yes, you are. Well, wait. She's saying she's not denying them candy, and it hasn't been made clear up until this point. It sounds to me like she may actually be giving the fat children candy as well. She just adds a note in with it. Which would avoid the concern you brought up, Nemi, where, you know, oh, well, three skinny kids get candy, but then the fat kid just gets an envelope.
Right.
So maybe she's just, you know, okay, here's your Snickers, and putting an envelope in there as well.
And here's a special note for you, fatty kid.
This and think about it while they watch their kids get into bigger sizes of clothes. So the letter's just, you know, look, it's a health concern for everybody in the town. And I think that you need to be thinking more about how you're raising your kids.
I also like that in this note that she actually presumes to say your kid is fat, right? But does not give
moderately obese.
The
term she uses.
Okay, moderately obese.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yes.
Okay, your kid's fat. She doesn't give any resources or suggestions on what these parents might, because it may actually just be ignorant parenting. Hey, fat parents, fat kids. Maybe it's just a lack of skill set.
It's certainly possible. I know that a lot of candies say fat-free candy on it, and it makes you think, hey, this is good candy.
It's only for the skinny kids, right?
But maybe they don't know that sugar actually turns into fat, right? I've heard this. I don't know if that's true. But, there's all these conflicting health claims out there about what, you know, they've said in the past that fat's bad, but now they're saying fat's actually good, or some fat's actually good, and some fat's bad, but sugar's always bad now. And
yeah, they can't decide whether coffee's good for you or not, or wine is good for you or not, or
so maybe
how
you're
much.
Right.
You know,
maybe parents don't know what to do about their fat children. They know that their children are overweight, but they, we bought them fat-free candy. Why is he getting fatter?
I don't believe this is a well-intentioned a gesture on behalf of some well-meaning parent in the neighborhood. I think it's an attempt to belittle and alienate and shame people into change.
That
doesn't work very well effectively in long term. So I keep coming back to the question of, if this is really the change she wants to see, what is it that she could be doing differently in her presentation?
A little more here.
All right, so you will be giving to the kids you personally see to be overweight this note, and it's going to be basically telling the parents, hey, I think your kid is overweight, you should do something about it.
All right, basically, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, the kids, I'm not denying anybody candy. I mean, the kids are coming around, and I want them to have a fun night. But I want their parents to think twice about, you know, giving their kids more ridiculous calories, you know, cavities. And it just, health issues are crazy.
All right, I want to stop it there. There's a little more, but I think we've gotten the gist here. Now, Nemi, you do have some constructive suggestions as to what parents could be handing out rather than candy.
It's an article from MNN.com, 10 fun alternatives to Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. We have Happy Meal toys, stickers.
Now,
oh, right.
Before you go down the list here, Happy Meal toys. Now, that's got to be a tough one, right? Because you'd have to really be a serious buyer of Happy Meals in order to acquire Happy Meal toys and hold on to enough of them for a Halloween giveaway.
Yeah, you would have to be a very dedicated Happy Meal connoisseur,
I know a lady who actually, one of my best friends growing up, you may remember him as Crackhead Bill. Long time listeners of the show may remember Crackhead Bill. We had Crackhead Bill on the show the night where he talked about his absinthe experience. Anyway, Crackhead Bill's parents' mom worked at a Burger King for years, and she would get, well, basically all the Burger King pack-in Happy Meal toys, or whatever they call them at Burger King.
Right.
The equivalent of the Happy Meal at Burger King. She would get as many of those toys as she wanted. And she was a bit of a pack rat when it came to these toys. So there was literally an entire room, the back room on this my friend's house, was stuffed to the brim almost. I mean, there was literally a mound of, I'm not exaggerating, it was a large room. You could not go into the room. It was filled with Happy Meal toys.
That's a little beyond pack rat level, Ian.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. Hoarder, I guess, would be the more accurate. So. But they all kept them in that one room. It's Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com. And watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque. Fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from PaidAtHome.com. Met a new client for breakfast. Worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks and called it a day. From the new Mercedes PaidAtHome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-453, the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. What was the worst thing that you've ever been given on Halloween? Your answers from our Facebook page. Annette Prell says, Mary Janes. There's been a couple Mary Janes on the list here so far. I don't know if I'm very familiar with the Mary Jane.
I know they're a kind of candy. I don't really know anything else.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't popular in Florida or something like that.
I remember seeing them around. They're kind of like Bitter Honeys, but I can't remember. I think it's they're more peanut buttery.
Yeah, the last than guy honey. Said that the Bitter Honey he liked, actually. He said he didn't mind the Mary Janes. Nate Dogg says he didn't mind the Mary Janes, but did not like the Bitter Honeys. I guess everybody's got their preference.
Go, Gadget Wikipedia. Mary Jane is a peanut butter and molasses-flavored taffy-type candy with peanut butter in the center, originally made in 1914 by the Charles N. Miller Company, later by Stark Candy Company. It is now manufactured by the New England Candy Company.
Pennies. Lots of Pennies answers in here. Michael Sansone says he got a hangover. Tammy Emmert says nothing. A rich old man in a big white house told me I was too tall to be receiving Halloween treats.
You know, I've got to say, having been the person handing out the Halloween treats, some kids, you're just like, really? Really?
You're like, 18. Go home.
You smeared some makeup on your face and ruffled up your hair and threw on a ripped up t-shirt, and this is your Halloween costume? All right, man. Here's some candy. Don't mess with my house.
Here's a letter for your parents saying that you're poor and you shouldn't be allowed to go out trick-or-treating.
Jamie Hall Vadova says, an apple. I'd like that now, but I sure didn't like getting it when I was a kid. David Crawford says, pennies or an apple. Adrian DeSalto says, chalk. Can you imagine that, getting a piece of chalk and maybe not paying close attention?
Are you kidding? That'd be great.
What if you weren't paying attention and you'd put it in your mouth?
That was a candy
cigarette. Don't you look at things before you put them in your mouth?
Not even. He's that kid that got the apple with the razor blade in it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have figured it out.
It's kind of weird.
But what if you got some kid digging around through their box of candy or whatever, and there's this
thing in there, and they might bear a thing of chalk, and you just be like, hey, what happens if I put this in my mouth?
Generally,
whatever tastes good.
Generally, kids, it is a bad idea to take unwrapped candy and put it in your mouth.
But, yeah, teach him to chalk early. I think that's great.
Even in the 70s, my mom went through the bag and
to check it out.
Removed everything that was not wrapped, at the very least wrapped in something.
I always suspected the, because you hear the stories as a kid, right? Like you hear the stories about the poison candy and the apples with the razor blades in them.
Right.
And so whenever I would get those damn orange and black candies, I would always suspect them because they just looked so generic. There was never a name brand on them. You don't know who the manufacturer is. Where the hell did this thing come from?
If you want the kid to eat the cyanide candy, you take a full-on Snickers and inject that thing through the side. And speaking of which, you know those Necco wafers they used to give us?
I love Necco wafers.
Really? Aren't those just chalk?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's why someone could confuse chalk.
Necco wafers
candy.
Have wrappers on them.
They do, yes.
Foul things.
But I agree with you. I got way too many of those.
They don't have
Smarties, on the other hand.
Those are cool.
A little
more
chalky,
sugar.
But still
more
good.
Sugar.
So, I always loved the Smarties. Daniel Johnson was given a Ross.
You just like
one
free
time.
Food.
Ross Daly, a Jehovah's Witness, gave me a clock tower.
Yeah, used to get the watch
towers. 2 years ago, New Hampshire got a foot and a half of snow in less than 12 hours. That kind of sucks.
Kids.
It was snowing this morning in Keene, New Hampshire.
I was not in Keene. I was happy to see that it was not snowing where I was.
Yep. As a matter of fact, Nimmy, you did point out what the worst thing I got for Halloween 2 years ago for
a
Halloween.
A foot and a half of snow.
I got a car wreck.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's right. Yeah. We were coming back from some radio conference.
It was really bad. I spent the night and I met a new person because I was one of three cars stuck in a parking lot in Peterborough, which is a town maybe half an hour from here. And every year we're like, hey, we met in the middle of the night in a snowstorm in a strange town in a strange place, and now we're great friends. You know, but yeah, a foot and a half of snow 2 years ago here in New Hampshire.
So, by the way, maybe it'll end up being a white Keenvention this year.
Bite your tongue, mister.
It has been getting down below freezing.
Yeah.
These last few nights.
I'm not loving it.
So, back to the list here. Things that you receive the worst thing you've ever been given on Halloween. And you can call in, by the way, with your answer if you have one at 855-450-FREE. Rob Bartolini got a booklet on the evils of Halloween. Oh, that's like those people that put on the Hell Houses. We always talk about the Hell House thing almost every year on Free Talk Live, so maybe we'll save the inevitable Hell House story for tomorrow night.
You know, so I ended up at a Hell House, it's got to have been about 10 years ago, so I'm a full-on adult. I ended up going with, just to see what it was like, oh sure, I'll go to the Hell House, that sounds like fun. My fiancé got invited. No, I was interested in seeing what it was like, and they put on a fine show and everything, but at the end, there's the preachings going on.
They're trying to recruit you.
And my fiancé at the time, they laid down the scare tactics. You're going to burn for eternity. And that whole thing.
Yep.
And she turns around to me with her eyes all big. What do we do? And I just said, no. You know, like, if full on, full voice, right in church, no. You know, like, I am not going. I meant to say I'm not going up there with you. She could very well have interpreted it as that you mayn't go up there either. But
what were they trying to get you to do? Join up, like, step up on stage or something?
Yeah, they want you to stand up and accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior or whatever it is.
Come on, Mark, where's your sense of adventure?
So was it one of those things? Do you think, okay, so I've never been to this before. Okay. I've only read about them and heard about them. So do you think there were Confederates, meaning that, how many people were there being asked to stand up?
Well, it depends on the denomination. Many times with certain denominations, they have different practices, okay? I think in this case, they asked, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, stand up. If you'd like to do so now, stand up. And basically, that leaves you seated.
You're one of the few.
If you don't want to stand up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a high pressure tactic.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
But I'm not going to tell lies about that kind of stuff. I have no interest in it. If she wanted to stand up, she certainly could. I hope I didn't.
Yeah, he's the devil's child.
Man, whatever.
Be like, oh yeah.
So what did she do? Your girlfriend? Your fiance?
No.
How many people stayed seated?
I didn't know. I don't recall. At that point, I got very insular and only cared about protecting myself sort of socially.
Stupid Moron on Facebook says, before we moved to the U.S. from Italy, my mom would give me and my older brother actual coal if we were bad, but she also added some coins under the coal. I don't know if that's a... I guess I didn't say specifically that other people gave you on Halloween. I suppose something from your own parents counts based on my question. Again, the question was, what was the worst thing you've ever been given on Halloween?
You have to be pretty bad to get coal on Halloween.
John T. Kennedy.
If you're cold, coal comes in handy.
Unidentifiable, crumbling, gooey baked goods wrapped in a napkin. When they closed the door, I threw it at the house.
You missed out, man. Those are pot brownies.
David Robinson says his worst was a carrot, but to be fair, it was in the UK where they don't have that tradition, and my dad took us to some friends and neighbors to trick-or-treat. I have no
idea
why.
And they were like, damn it, I forgot to get candy. Quick, what's in the crisper?
Here's a sprig of asparagus.
I'm surprised to find out that Halloween is not an international holiday. I would have thought for sure Halloween would have international appeal. I mean, it's not a specifically American thing, is it? I have to admit, I don't know.
It evolved from terrible nights of violence, essentially, mm-hmm. vandalism, into what we have today, essentially people ransoming off their houses and farm equipment away from vandals.
Hmm. So, if you want to share your thoughts with us, you are welcome to do that. And we have to continue the list.
You've got the
top 10 things that you can give out instead of candy.
That's right. We have Happy Meal toys and Ian's weird friend, stickers, Halloween pencils, temporary tattoos, glow sticks, bubbles,
slow down. Are those all 10 right there?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Was number
7?
Okay. Stickers
glow
and what?
Sticks are cool.
Stickers, pencils. Yeah. Tattoos.
Pencils were listed as a
tattoos
lame one.
Awesome.
Temporary tattoos. Yeah.
Temporary. That's a good
okay.
one.
Glow sticks.
That's cool.
Bubbles.
Bubbles are pretty
yep.
cool.
Yep. Raisins.
As long as it's the good
I don't know.
Stuff.
The fatties might drink the soap.
Raisins aren't bad.
What
raisins
does someone
aren't bad.
Think of the it's children? Okay, raisins. Pretzels.
Raisins are way better than an apple, I want to say, because, you know, they don't take up as much space in the
cauldron. They're practically open, and you'd never know if a raisin got squirted with cyanide or something.
That's true. You and the cyanide, what is going on?
When I was a kid, the cyanide was going on.
All right.
Let's go.
So pretzels, don't we have, like, bread-resistant kids these days?
Yeah, that's good.
Barrettes and hair bows.
Here's a peanut.
And crayons.
Crayons. You can't go wrong with crayons.
Yeah, crayons are good.
I can't even imagine being PC. Like, eco-friendly Halloween candy, organic, non-GMO. Come on.
Give them one.
Here's a crayon. A whole bunch of kale.
Oh, right. Exactly. Straight from the
you
garden.
You want some chard?
Give them a brown crayon. 855. 453. 855-450-3733. Hour 3's on the way. Live.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save. Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.